Pacific Gas and Electric is planning to build a new electrical substation in southern Windsor in order to meet the growing demand for power in that area. But the people who live closest to the proposed site, on Mitchell Lane, are vehemently opposed to the project, which they call a heavy industrial use ill-suited to their mostly residential area. Rosemary Olson is one of the leaders of the neighborhood effort to redirect the substation to a different location.
We're fighting for the families of Windsor. We're standing up. We're saying, no, this is wrong in every aspect. The only part of it that's right is that PG&E and Windsor are planning for electric needs. There's a lot of growth and development. They need to secure electrical needs for the growth of the town of Windsor. But it does not have to be next to our homes and our families.
Olson lives next door to Wayne Freeman, whose home stands just 150 feet from the proposed substation. Freeman adds that other properties adjacent to the project site are heavily used by the public, including scores of young people.
Between the proposed site and our homes, there is a quite wide bike and walking path that nearly everyone uses in the neighborhood. And then directly across the street from the proposed site is the largest outdoor soccer field with lighting and so forth that is used by all the children's soccer leagues in Windsor. And so it's a concern for us is this area is surrounded by children. We've got over 20 kids on our street alone.
All this, the residents say, increases the risks from the multiple hazards associated with high voltages at the unstaffed substation.
There's so many hazards related to it. Health, explosions, fires, the noise would be unbearable for the families that live near the substation. Our home values will drop 20%, which if you look at 200 homes in the town of Windsor, not all of them, 200 with the developments around the proposed substation, the families would lose close to $18 million.
Olson hopes that economic argument, which would also affect the town of Windsor's property tax revenues, may help sway members of the town council to their side when the council reviews the matter tomorrow night. But Wayne Freeman, an emergency room doctor, is most worried about the potential for disaster, such as fire or explosion, should the substation be built.
The fire department cannot respond until they know the power is out. In Southern California, there have been fires. The quote-unquote fail-safe alarm systems didn't alert anyone. They failed to be fail-safe. And there was a delay in getting the power out, which meant there was a delay in responding to the fire. If you've got a delay in response time, well, our homes are so close, and right between our homes and the site are two rows of oak, and those oak would be up in flames within a matter of minutes.
The simplest way to reduce that risk, he contends, is to simply relocate the substation to a different site.
There are heavy industrial zoned areas nearby that they could use, and apparently PG&E actually owns property in the nearest one. So our hope is that the town of Windsor will withdraw its support of this site and stand with us and recommend that PG&E find a more appropriate site away from any and all family centers.
The concerned residents are also taking their case to the State Public Utilities Commission, which regulates PG&E and could require a more in-depth environmental review of the project. A preliminary response from the utility's legal team says the property owner's, quote, concerns and misunderstandings do not warrant such an evidentiary hearing. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.